What's going on, people? Yeah, it's been a minute since you heard from the kid. I apologize. Did an episode and it was fire. I mean, it was like crazy. Me and the brother Wasabi MC was sitting out, we was politicking, dropping jewels and was going in, man, and it was like, it was great. It was awesome. I was so excited to share it. And when I shared it, it didn't take. And it kind of just threw me off like, it just wrecked me. So it kind of had me in the trance, but I was like, yo, I got to get back at it because this is what I do. You know what I mean? And so it took me a minute. It took me a minute to, I really wanted to do one, but like the direction that I wanted to go, because see, when I do these joints, I kind of do them on a whim, like, I don't sit down. Well, it's a time or two where I've tried to sit down and come up with a good topic and a subject and discuss on. And that was the thing with me and the brother Wasabi. We was going to really get it rocking. But it didn't take. So when I sent it out, the people didn't get the full flavor. I mean, like, it's kind of like having Chinese food sweet and sour chicken, but then you ain't got the sweet and sour sauce. It's still what you want, but it ain't got that. So I fell back, not intentionally. I was just like waiting for the moment. And to be honest with you, what linked this moment up was that I was politicking with my cousin the other day. We were just talking, and he was like, yeah, you say you're going to do this, you're going to do that, but last thing you said you was going to do, you did it. Like, all right. Well, I said, well, I got this thing going on. Yeah, right. I said, look. So I showed him how I did a couple episodes, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, word, you be really rocking on the low. Man, y'all don't fucking know me. And so I told him I was going to send him a copy, but, you know, I didn't get a chance to send him, you know, send him a link to check it out. So he hit me up, and then he hit me back. He was like, so that's what it's called? I'm like, huh? And the thing was like, the subject said tune in, but the particular episode was like saying, a greater you. But what he said was tune in to a greater you. And you know what I mean? Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods and all my people who can politic what I'm about to say. Because it's mathematically right and exact as to the state of mind, the thought process, the energy that I am trying to reflect on is perfect timing. He said, tune in to a greater you. I'm like, huh? He said, that's what it says. It don't say that. It don't say tune in to a greater you. It was him and whatever elements that's put together, let it know, like, pay attention. The greater you. I know the greater me. I've politicked, had a little quick top conversations with this dude. Is crazy. The state I am in now is not him. It is elements of him. But what I'm connecting on right now is the greater me. And it was like, tune in. So he let me know, hey, that dude everybody want to see is right down the street. He's making his way to you. The only thing is, I'm coming into my own. So what I'm saying is, he was telling me tune in because that's what exactly you're manifesting. And so with that being said, I just want to let everybody know, you know what I mean? It ain't about me right now. That's the opener. That is the opener. But tune in to a greater than you. No matter what you are, whether you're a bitch nigga, a fake nigga, a front nigga, a style, a clout chaser, or you are a petty Betty, or chatty patty, whatever you are. Whether you motherfucking athlete, you know what I mean? Whether you make it to the pros, which is going to make a difference. Whatever you are, and it constantly, something keep tapping on your shoulder as to that is who you are, and that's what you do. Tune in into the greater you. Embrace that. Embrace it because it's going to bring out you. And so, don't ever deny yourself your just rights. And when you come in and tune in, when you start to tune into another you, this is something I always known. And sometimes I'm able to identify quick, fast. It's time to take me a minute. Right at this moment, I'm identifying with it. I'm identifying in it. soon as it pops, soon as it pops. So, you know what I'm saying? My level of alertness is right on. Tune into them that comes around, man, and want to ride your cloud, want to be on your wave. I mean, you got your ocean that you surf on. You know what I'm saying? Your wave is getting there. Your waves, they throw a little something at you, watch you ride it, throw a big one at you, let you ride it, but you're riding hell out of it. Some people can't even get them waves. They can't even get on the thing like, they can't even get on the board yet. But they see how you ride, and they want to come over there and follow. They want to just try to jump or catch your shine. They might can't even surf. They might just want to, they want to sit down front on the board. They want to sit down front on the board and just, while you doing it, making it look easy, they just sitting there chilling and just watching all the spectators or watch everybody who likes what you do. They want to just grab some of that attention. They probably ain't help clean your board up. They probably ain't make sure you had the test. They just want to sit there and watch you ride, and they ride off. They ride. They want to grab some of the attention or the kudos that you get for your talents. Be clear of those. Be clear of those, because at times it could be something that's so great that they might try to take it, sabotage yours, and then say, and then knock you for not even getting to your full capability. And you still sitting there trying to be like, yo, how do I get back and ride it righteously? How can I get back and do it like the way I want to do? I use a perfect example, not to take that away from him, because what he did was great. Tiger Woods. Man, Tiger Woods at the top of his game. After he hit that scandal, man, you ain't really seen him be the greater him. And I'm pretty sure those in his corner that was, you know what I'm saying, loving his shine and his greatness ain't even around no more. They just of what he was. Don't be a resemblance of what you was. Always be a focus of what you are, or what you're gonna be, or what you at, and how you can elevate it into where you're comfortable. You ain't gotta always try to take it to the highest level, but do it to the point where you're satisfied with what you do. So always tune into your greatest self and watch those people that come and try to throw you into a back road and fuck up the reception of your drive and have the frequency all throwed off. Be weary of that. And always tune into the greater you and focus on you. Because at the end of the day, you gotta feed you. I mean, if they had to feed you, they're gonna give you crumbs while they eat at the, they're gonna give you crumbs and the leftovers while, you know what I mean? And it might be off your hard work. They still wanna give you the crumbs because they ain't got what it takes to eat at the table. But they can convince you that you ain't equipped to be at the table. And then turn around and take your seat and then watch you crumb it up. And they only see it's fitting. Why? Because you might allow yourself to get duped. You might have a good heart. Or they just probably that manipulative. But always do what you have to do to make sure you're good. Tune into your greatest self, because your greatest self is always going to tap you on your shoulders and let you know what you need to be doing or how you can focus. Or, you know what I mean? Your greatest self is going to mold you. It may take you a moment to get the message. Not saying that it's going to be instant. It's going to take some work. It ain't going to be overnight either. It might take some instance. You might know it all along. Sometimes it can be simple, but, you know, just figuring out that little small equation in that project. You know how you be seeing on, you watch, you might have been watching a movie or a show where a guy had this big ass math problem and he can't get it right for shit. And then one of his elders or a teacher might come in, look at the equation, erase like a small number or a small letter off of it, and replace it with something else, and it solves the equation. It could be something that minute that throws the whole problem or the situation off, and have you kind of like, yeah, man, I can't figure it out, you know. So always tune in and focus, and those that really gives you the proper insight to get where you need to be is gonna be there. But then watch for those who proclaim or will act like they know what exactly you need to get there. Because, see, they're just trying to even throw you a loop. You might be just better than them. They might be just better than them. They ain't going to tell you like, yeah, you better than me. All right, I'm going to stop you. Nah, they ain't going to tell you. But they'll make sure you don't reach where you need to be either. That's for sure. So always just focus, man, and tune into the greater you. Tune in to the greater you, going to get you your best results. Nothing else, no one else, nobody else is going to get you there. Tune into the greater you. Man up. The jewels that life have given you over life for you to succeed has been there. You know what I mean? Whether you pick them up then or now, you're going to pick up some. You're going to run with it. You're going to be right and exact with it. And some you might hate to get later, but always tune into the better you. And once you tune into the better you, you're great. You're great. Because it's going to continue to make you elevate and get to where you need to be. So stay, keep your head focused, man, and tune into the greater you. Because you're going to be all right. You will be all right. And ain't nobody going to be able to stop you. They might try to, but they can't get in the way of your greatness. It just, you're not allowing yourself to be distracted. That's the key to it as well. Don't allow yourself to be distracted off somebody else's vision of you, because their vision might be the best vision of you. It not is, unless only way they give you the best vision of you if this is somehow beneficial to them. Don't go for that. Focus on you and do what you got to do. Like I say, whether you're a rapper, singer, dancer, actor, a scholar, mathematician, a socialist, a psychology major, or whether you're just a 9-to-5 worker who's like, yo, I just want to go make this money, go back to my family, and cool, be the greater you, because it's gonna put you to levels and heights in life that you might not even imagine that you're going to be in. But you have to stay in tune to the greater you, the better you, the truth for you. That what makes you astounding, astonishing. Tune into the better you. And with that, you always be pleased with the results. It could be like you might be aiming for this. It can get you there. Not the complete results, but you're like, okay, I did it this way. Came up a little short. All right. I know how to freak it and tune it to come a little bit better next time. See, a lot when you tune in and listen to yourself, you're going to get to where you know what I'm saying? You're going to get your results. And as you keep fine-tuning and fine-tuning, you just get better and better and better and better. But out with that fine-tuning or looking at the results and seeing how you can capitalize on the situation, you'll just still be searching and trying to do what you have to do. So, but staying focused on you and what you got to do, it always going to get you to your greater self, the greater you. And that's what we should all focus on and keeping our attention on. Am I calculating? And if you came up short somewhere, all right, let me see what I got to do. Let me do this equation. Okay, now let me try it this way. And then you get your results. And if you do seek the advice, the assistance for others, make sure it's somebody that's just willing to assist you, or somebody has your greater interest. You get about, like, I'm gonna pay you to help me out do this. Somebody's willing to earn that paper, like, nah, I'm just here making money, but ain't gonna want to do the job as you envision it. Or somebody just like, yo, I feel your mission and I'm with you all the way. I'm riding with you. Those, when you seek out that, don't look for somebody like, yeah, I'm just here just to be here for what comes with it. Nah, I don't have that, man. Do you, brother or sister, tune into your greater self and make the best of you possible. You can make a difference within the world, because at the same time, while you're working on the greater you, somebody's watching you and liking how you're doing, and they are exactly using those same blueprints to become the better them. So when you walk and you walk steadily, make sure you know somebody's there that might be using you as a blueprint to help better themselves. So be, when you give your jewels, make sure you give your jewels on listening ears. And just don't waste them in the environment where it's like, okay, I hear you talking. Because sometimes you may talk, you know, that might be the motivation. They might try to kill your dream. Then sometimes that might, you go back to the drawing board like, word, I'll show you motherfuckers. And that's what you do. Put an effort, be the best of you, man. Do what you got to do. Let me get your feedback. Holler at me. This thing is real out here. I say this because, like, right at this moment, I to the point, the setbacks I've taken, my homie told me, he's like, man, this is a conversation I had just Saturday night. My man said, you're a good dude, yo. You take too many setbacks. You the struggle you've been going through, you've been doing it too long. That's from somebody else's point of view. I was like, I know. And usually where I should have been stressed out or just beat myself up, I'm like, this is part of the process. So now it's like, I feel like, this is what I'm going through is must have happened, because something's great got to take place. So I got to understand and feel how the bottom feels and be in this position because I'm aiming for the greater myself. I'm shooting. I ain't shooting for the stars. Man, I'm trying to go goddamn clouds. I'm trying to surf. I'm trying to damn swing from star to star. You know how you see them used to mean in the movies and they show you in the jungle how Tarzan or whoever them, the apes, they just swing from tree to tree using the vines or whatever. Man, I'm trying to be out there. I'm shooting like that. I'm trying to swing from star to star, just out there galaxy surfing. I mean, I'm trying to be amongst that, just enjoying mine. I ain't trying to do it so people can see it shine. I'm trying to do it for my own peace and happiness. Like, that's what makes me happy. I'm trying to be the ape swinging from star to star. Shit, matter of fact, got my heels just touching on each planet, just touching on the planet. Like, yeah, I touch down, but I keep it moving for the greater myself to be my higher, my best me. I ain't talking about living my best life. Nah, living my best life. That when you say I'm living my best life, you mean I'm living my best time while I'm here. Nah, I'm living my best of it all, meaning what I got going on, pixie dust is hitting everybody that's with me, that's rocking with me. You ain't got to be on my team. You just like, yo, I rock with a cat. Bah, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? That energy of love, it transfers over to you. And you become your greatest self. I'm trying to be like whatever I leave behind to whoever, whether it be family, friends, or relatives, you know what I mean, child or whatnot. You take that and now you don't even surf the galaxy. You hitting a whole nother realm. You over there looking at a whole nother sun. You in a whole nother galaxy. Like, shit, he wasn't even thinking this far. I'm on over here. I was thinking that when he was telling me. And like, he tuned into his greatest self and now he's forcing me to do that without telling me, he just showing me and what could possibly be. So keep going, man, and tune into you and keep that negative off you, man. Shake that shit off and keep pushing. Peace and blessings. Holler at me. Diary, trap, heart, trap, motherfucker, harder. You know what it is.